get to number 19.
Man haitame de boy ksive lishmo u boy chasim lishmo Rab Meir, zot gemor le rab de omar lefi shem kim lishmo that the reason he had to say b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta is mitzad de lishmo man haitame de boy ksive lishmo u boy chasim lishmo So it's mevurim de gemore. L'maisim, we definitely should come into this gemore, but it's mevurim de gemore, but the pashas is the pshat anyway in the sugya. But it's mevurim de gemore that lefi rabbe, that b'fanai nechta, is coming mitzad lishmo. This is what rabbe said in Beis Amud Beis. But it's sayan de ksive and sayan de chasime. But it's pashat as they b'pashat say that a gemore. But the offene gemore, if we're looking for offene gemore, that the gemore speaks out that you have to have b'fanai nechta or b'fanai nechta mitzad lishmo, so this is the offene gemore. So the gemore is all, manait lefi rabbi d'omar lefi shemkiv lishmo, manait tana lebo yiksiv lishmo, bo yichasim lishmo. And you have to have it, and that's time that you have to have it, that b'fanai nechta is coming to be made as sigiven aksiv lishmo, and sigiven achsim lishmo. Frekt Rab Kiva Eiger is in Beis Amud Beis, the first Rab Kiva Eiger, How you could have a chetimtze if a chasime shaloi lishmo? How you could have a chetimtze if chasime shaloi lishmo? He says, it's two tzedot in what is lishmo. One tzad in the poiskim, lishmo needs amire. A person has to say, hareini koisev lishmo. This chkira is not only in a get, it's in lishmo in sefer teire. And a person paints the marshal as tefillin. So we might be like a tchilat to say, l'shem kdushas tefillin. Be'etzim is enough to think it. Abbas nashitas that you have to say it. Person ties his knots in the tzitzis that open. Again, like a tchilat you say bepeh, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Because even though you mechavan lishmo, it's shitas that kavon lishmo without a amira doesn't help. So I'm kibbe eger, l'fi the shitas, fact I'm kibbe eger hazeh. What is the echetimtze v'chasim eshaloi lishmo? If the edim signed not for this lady, they signed for someone else, So bichlal nishken edus. Why they signed? Stam. They thought that someone else is getting divorced. Not the husband told them. They stam signed a get. If they stam signed a get, so bichlal nishken edus. And if they signed because the husband told them, this is lishma. Abkiveger is mazbet. Bnei chutz laoretz are not bnei teire. They don't know the aloche of lishma. Aber chutz from that, they know all of the aloche. The aloha of lishmo, they're not baki. So they know that a person has to sign a shtar because the person tells them. Now, if Aidin sign a piece of paper and no one told him to sign, the marshal, you're holding an exuber. And two people know that they're going to get Aidus tonight. But the chosin is not there. So the vow of the Aidin say, you know, chaval al azman, they will sign. We know that they were planning to give us Aidus. That's an ishkan Aidus. Because the chefze of Aidus is that the Das HaMischayev told me to sign and I signed. So you say, Bilchus Eidus, Hemshach and Hemshach at the Sugis will be Negea, but a person has to sign because the Baal HaShtar told him to sign. Standard he signs is Gomish. B'meile, Zotam Kiva Eger, if the husband told him to sign, Stoch Lishmo. If he didn't tell him to sign, that's a Nish, that's a Bichlal Nishken Eidus. And Bnei Chutz Loretz are not a Meratzim. They know this Aloha, they don't know Aloha of Lishmo. So if it's a halacha to say bepe, so it's not a kasha. He told him to sign, and they signed for this lady, but they didn't know that it's a halacha of lishmo, so they didn't say, arei michoisem l'shem ish oplainis. They didn't l'shem the ish v'isho. They signed again that the husband will use it in this gerushin. But they didn't know that it's a halacha of lishmo, so they didn't speak it out bepe, arei michoisem lishmo. So mele, it's not chal. But this is only a teretz for the shittes that you have to have a amire bepe. But if it's not a din amira bepe, if I sign, I'll die to the ochi, das is genug, das heist Hashem chasime. So if I sign, I'll die to the ochi, zogt Reb Nochem a teret. Zogt Reb Nochem a teret. When a person signs his name, let me zogt his name is Yaakov. So when he signs Yud, Ayin, Kuf, before he gets to the base, it's noch nishken chasime. So we'll see Yud, Ayin, Kuf, Yaakov. He will not know who it is. When he sees Yaakov, oh, er weiss where he does. Zog Reb Nochem that it's poshut to him besvore that if a person in the Moshe has a very long name and he knows that he's going to be an aid in a ksuva. He could start to fill up his signature with the ganze, back and forth, back and forth. The last little line of the signature he will leave. And when the husband will tell him, sign, he will sign the last piece. And why it would be enough? Because without the last piece, we don't know that it's him. So the last piece is Adas HaMitzchayev. Does his Eidus, Adas HaMitzchayev. So the last piece is the Eidus. Doesn't have to be a name. The Gemara says, Eidus Lamedvav, Ravuna Tzair Nune. Ravuna would have a sign of a fish, and this will be, again, so when he finishes the last piece, we know that it's him. We mean it's enough that he does the last piece, Adas HaMitzchayev. Zokta, this is good, Adas HaMitzchayev, Medin Eidus, that it's not a Mezuyev, that it's a good Eidus Shebishtah. But, Zogt Rav Nochem, if it's a din lishmo, it's not enough that the last knetch he did lishmo. Why? Zogt Razeh, you write that the base, without the base, we will not know that it's young. But lama zogt, the person will only sign base. The person will only put on a base. So echet gomish. Because without the yud, ayin, kuf, you don't know who is base. So what is the signature? The signature is made from a yud, ayin, kuf base. Base alein is gomish, yud is gomish. So if you're asking me, what is the din eidus? Kozman, you didn't know that it's me. And I put a base, you know that it's me. So al-das ha-mischayev, eidus, it's enough that I did the base, b'das ha-mischayev. Because before the base was no eidus yet, I'm allowed to make, I prepared it. The last minute I did the base, I did al-das ha-mischayev, so I hope the eidus al-das ha-mischayev. But Zogreb Nochem, we're speaking on lishmo, the signature needs to be lishmo. The chasima needs to be lishmo. The chasime, Zogt Rav Nochem, the yud ayin kuf are also the chasime. Because without the yud ayin kuf, the base is gomish. So if it's a parsha of lishmo, the chasime is made from a yud and from a base. The base and the yud and the hilchis chasime are exactly the same. Because we need the yud to prove on the base and the base to prove on the yud. The hilchis eidus, it's enough that Kozman, he didn't finish the sign, that we don't know that it's him. It doesn't make a difference that he know das ha-mischayev. If the base is a das ha-mischayev, does he the eidus? Aber the shame chasime is for the ganze welt. So if it's a halachah lishmo the chasime, so Rav Nochem, b'meile, the bein nafkamina, that lo yitzir, he signed the last word, b'tzivri habar, it's kosher bilchus eidus, but it's not kosher bilchus lishmo. B'meile, frek di gemore, man haitana, the boy ksive lishmo, u boy chasime lishmo. Frek di gemore hazeh. I Rav Meir, we have a machleikes, Rav Meir ve Rav Lezer. Rav Meir holds eide chasime karte, Rab Lezer holds Eidim Mesire Karte. Lefi Rab Meir, every star needs two Eidim to sign in the star. Me'ikar Adin, maybe you don't have to give it in front of Eidim even, we'll see Machlekes and Tesis, but every star needs two Eidim to be signed in the star. Lefi Rab Lezer, you don't have to have Eidim Chasime, Eidim Mesire Karte. If you have Eidim B'Shas Mesire is enough. We'll see later Machlekes Rishonim, maybe Lefi Rab Lezer, Af Eidim Mesire. You could go also like Rab Meir, you could use Eidi Chasime. If you want, you could use Eidi Mesire. But Rav Adi Lefi Rab Lezer, you don't have to have Eidi Chasime. Frag the Gemara Zeh. I Rab Meir, Chasime boi, Ksive loi boi. Rab Meir doesn't hold that you have to have Ksive Lishmo. It's enough to have Chasime Lishmo. That Nan, En Koisim Mechuba Lekarka. Kosve Al Mechuba Lekarka, Atosh Loi Chosme Venosu Lo Kosher. This is interesting. The Gemara in this Shlav didn't prove, a direct proof, that Rav Meir doesn't hold that Ksiva has to be Lishmo. Later they'll bring from Mitzoy Ba'ashpo. The Vayu, the Gemara bring under Raya and Gatz. It's a aloche that the Ksiva has to be betolush and not b'mechuba. Why? Get has to be betolush. The Ksiva b'kosav v'nosan, there will be no hefsek in between the Ksiva and the Nesina. If it's a hefsek between the Ksiva and the Nesina, it's not good. Why? Because it says b'kosav v'nosan, if it's mechusar in between the Ksiva and the Nesina. And why you can't give it when it's mechuber? We said already, to give it mechuber, sheit venosa. Again, can't be mechuber. Sheit sefer, zok derash, medav chof alef. You can't give a mechuber dik again. So you have to cut it before you give it. Now it says, v'kosa venosa, there will be no hefsek. Zok Rav Meir, ein koisi me mechuber, aber kosvoi v'tolshu v'chosme venosa lo kosher. Why it's kosher? Zok derash. Irab Meir Domar, Iker Ashtar Zui Chasimoso, Chasime Lishmo Boi, Nichiksi Vekosav Lo, Achsime Ksi. It's a mob Nezach. It says in Tere, Vekosav, it means Vekosav. Al Pono, it's a Shver Ezach, Vez Hashem, Ovi Mazber. Aber Rab Meir Luin, Vekosav, Mein Vekosav. Shein Tere, Vekosav. Aber Vekosav, Mein Vekosav. What is the Raya? Kedektoni Lekamon, Kosav, Al Gid Mechub, El Kosh, Ba'av, Al Gid Ksi Vekosav, En Osa, Mishen, Mechus, Ayalo, Ksi, Tzav, Nesine. Yotu, Zeshu, Mechus, Ksi, Tzav, Nesine, Ksi, Ksi, Tzav, Nesine, Filo, Ochi, Kei, Ben, Nechosim, Betol, Shmach, Shal, Rab Meir, Anu, Vekosav, Dekro, Achsimei. So the Melech Gemara says like this: Rav Meir holds that even that halacha is that if you write a get in mechuba, you can't give it, but if kosmoi tosha v'chosmoi v'nosa l'kosha, Vayish Deis Rav Meir holds that the din v'kosav is not going on the ksiva; it's going on the chasime. V'meile hu adin legabi lishmo v'kosav lo is going on the chasime. So the Gemara, interesting, the Gemara in Shlav Aleph didn't even bring a raya direct on lishmo. Rav Meir chsime boi ksiva lo boi zok drashi. Vayil Rav Meir holds ikar aget zui chasimosui mistaber that it doesn't need lishmo. Mistaber that it doesn't need lishmo. What is the raya that ikar aget zui chasimosui? From the aloche from mechuba. It's the aloche in mechuba that kosme mechosme menosa lo is kosher alib de Rav Meir. Why is kosher alib de Rav Meir lechu is mechus ktsitze v'nesine the teretz is the ikar v'kosav gate of the chasime. That's the Gemara. Now, Meis is interesting, the Gemara brings a Braise, that in Braise state that any Koisvim be Mechuba, even if you have Meir, not to do it. Koisvim be Nosna lo Yikosha. But the Eved, if you did it, it's okay. So, how you could tell me, Lefi Rab Meir, Chsime loy boy. I Rab Meir, Chsime boy, Ksive loy boy. Rab Meir holds only Chsime. Ksive doesn't need. Because it's a bra, it's a mishne that lekatchile mechuber is also b'ksive. Although b'di'evet it's not me'akev. I'm not asking to ask kasha. It's not b'di'evet. It's not me'akev. So maybe it's not a reason to be metaket. But the Gemara says chsime loy boy doknan ein koisvim mechuber. Chsime loy boy that Rav Meir himself says that lekatchile you are makvid on the ksive. B'di'evet he said you don't have to be makvid. B'di'evet he says you don't have to be makvid. So you want to say that here with the Eved it's okay, it's not a reason for Bifon HaNechtav, can zayn. But you're telling me, Irab Meir Chsime Boi, Ksive Loi Boi from that Braise? So this Kasha Be'etzem, Teisvis asks in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and Dibur HaMasril V'Chosmoi, in the end of the Teisvis, Dibur HaMasril V'Chosmoi, Teisvis says, Aposh Teteret, he says, Be'etzem Rab Meir holds V'Kosav Gate of the Chsime, Ksive doesn't need nothing. So why ain't Koisive Mechuba Lekatchile? Why in Koisim and Mechuber lekatchila? Zog Teisves, because if a person will write the Mechuber, who is scared that he will forget, and he will sign the Mechuber. He will forget that it's Mechuber, and he will sign the Mechuber. This is the reason lekatchila in Koisim and Mechuber. Aber an Shaloi Lishmo, what are the Shaykhs? Because he will write Shaloi Lishmo, the Eidim will sign Shaloi Lishmo, it's two different. If the get will be Mechuber, so when the Eidim will come to sign, they will forget to cut it. Sometimes they will have a stamp with a paper, it will be mechuba, and on the right, they will forget to, before the sign, they will forget to cut it. But Shaloi Lishmo, they didn't write Shaloi Lishmo, there's no reason they will sign Shaloi Lishmo. That's the Zog Teisus. Teis HaRosh says, Ander Ezach. Teis HaRosh says, when the Eidim come and they see the Shtar Chosum, they will never Seifer. They only know that Aloha has to be Tolush. They come to the Bais of this Choshev Seifer, and they see that it's mechuba. They think, Bais Teis, we didn't know the Aloha. They sign, quiet. As the Sefer Machdos Mechuba, we start with the Sefer of the Teis HaRosh. But Shaloi Lishmo, they come, they don't know what the Sefer did. The Melech, they remember that he had to sign Lishmo, they will sign Lishmo. So no, Teis says because maybe he will forget, and Teis HaRosh says because in Chsime he sees it Mechuba, so the animal thing, Vayish Teis HaLoch is like a Nishtaze. But Legabi Lishmo, they don't see in the Shtar as Sido HaShaloi Lishmo. Mikol Mokim Zom Tigmor, Irab Meir Chsime Boi Ksive Loi Boi, Detnan Em Kresim Mechuba Lekarka, Kosme Ala Mechuba Lekarka, Toshu Mechos Venosa Lekosh. Irab Lezer Zog Tigmor, Ksive Boi Chsime Loi Boi. Lefi Rab Lezer, Eidi Mesir Ekarta, You Bichlal Don't Need Eidi Chassime. Zog Trashi, So Vekosa For Sure Is Going On The Get. Irab Lezer Domo De Reis The Get Shein Edov Chsime Olav Kosher, Ama Vekosa Of Ksive Ode Mashma. So Lefi Rab Meir Vekosa Of Chsime Ode Mashma, Even It Says Vekosa Of Samot Medoichak, Aber Azei Milar De Vail, And Lefi Rab Lezer Vekosa Of Gosa Ode Ksive. So Meir Efrag De Gemor, Lefi Who You Need, Also Chsime Lishmo And Also Ksive Lishmo. Kup Rab Kive Eger. And the Chidush of Rab Kive Eger. Rab Kive Eger fragt a starke Rashi. Kive Eger asks, fragt Rab Kive Eger, is a aloche, well the Gemara brings it out in a second, Ksav Soifer Ve'ed Kosher. The Gemara says, Lefi Rab Meir, you need two Eidim to sign on the Shtar. The Gemara right away brings a Braise, even if you have one Eid on the Shtar, it's kosher. Why even one Eid in the Shtar is kosher? Because we mitzarev the ksav of the Sofer with the chsime of the Eid. Every ksav of the Sofer is also a chsime. Ksav Sofer ve'eid shoninu. So the Gemara says that if a person has a Shtar with one Eid, we machshir it with the Eved lekatchile, because we say ksav Sofer ve'eid shoninu, and the ksav of the Sofer is mitzarev behilchis Eidus to the Eid. So I think the Gemara, the Gemara named Tzachon, that every time you could use the ksav of the sofer and the eight to mitzaret. Zakrab kibayi yakum tarisase. That every ksav of the sofer is also eight. So, Frank, Rab Kiva Eger, Eina Chenami, Rab Meir only needs Chsim Elishmo. Rab Meir doesn't need Chsim Elishmo. So, we're asking Akash, so why the Gemara says you have to say before Nai Nechta Ve Nechta? If it's Mitzar Elishmo, it's enough to say before Nai Nechta. Why you have to say before Nai Nechta Ve Nechta Ve Nechta? So, Rab Kiva Eger, you know why? Because every Chsim Asashtar is also an eight. So, the Chsim Asashtar, as Chsim Asashtar, Eina Chenami doesn't need to be Lishmo. But it's the Eidus of the Eid in the Ksive. So as the Eidus of the Eid, you will need Chasim Elishmo. You write that Einach and Nami, you have two more Eidim that sign in the bottom. Zokram Ki Behegel, lo mekler in Ashayle. Five Eidim sign on the Shtar. And only two will sign Lishmo. What will be the Aloche? Nimtza Echad Mehem Kore V'Posul, Eidus Kulam B'Teilo. The Aloche, if 10 people sign on the Shtar, if 10 people sign on the shtar and two of them are psulim, nimtza echad mehem korev epostul, eidus kulam b'teila. So zakam ki beger. So let me clear what will be with lishmo. If 5 people will sign on the shtar and 2 will sign shaloi lishmo, 10 people will sign it and 1 will sign shaloi lishmo, nimtza echad mehem korev epostul, eidus kulam b'teila. So if eidus kulam b'teila, so may the frag zakam ki beger. So if the ksav sofer is also eid. So you have to have the ksav sefer to be lishmo, because if it's not lishmo, it's nimtza echad mehem korev epostul eidus kulam b'teila. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Why you need before I'm echtav? Einu chenami Rav Meir holds v'kosav v'chosam. Only the ksiv needs to be lishmo. The ksiv doesn't need to be lishmo. But every ksiv is also eidus, and if it's also eidus, if it's not lishmo, nimtza echad mehem korev epostul eidus kulam b'teila. And Zogdam Kiveiger, Al Toimar, maybe the Ksav Sofer is only a Eid if the Eid thinks about it to do it. If he's Mechaber L'Shem Eidus. If he's not Mechaber L'Shem Eidus, his Eidus is not a Eidus, and he's only a Sofer. Zogdam said, can he say? Because every time when you see a Ksav Sofer of Eid, how you trust the Shtar, maybe the Sofer didn't mean to be a Eid. The Torah says, every time we say that the Sofer means to be a Eid, or Me'elov is a Eid. So if every time the sefer has to be eight, because if it's not eight, you never can trust it, because maybe he never meant to be eight. Because there's one person that signed, so you know he meant. Mechatei say he meant. Maybe they told him that they're going to sign two people. The Torah says, the sefer every time is eight. If the sefer is every time eight, the sefer has to be lishmo. So maybe you have to say, von anechtam, and the chsive. Zogt Rab Kiva Eger, ve'amuch mikoyach kushi ezu nire lechadesh, le'ani uzdaiti. ואם יש הרבה עדים חסומים וקצוסם חוסמו שלו לשמו דאגת כושר דאגת כושר זאת גם כי בהגר מכוח כוש יזו יוואנס ממחדש that if you have a poor עדים sign on the get and some sign שלו לשמו שהגת כושר ופסול זה ששלו לשמו אין הפסול מספשת על כל העדים אין עוד דוי מלא נמצא אחד מהם קורא ופוסו. דה אוסו מפסול בגוף אוי דה עד. דה לא יחוזי לא עד. זאת רב כי בהגר, we don't say נמצא אחד מהם קורא ופוסו בשלו ילשמו. You only say it בנמצא אחד מהם קורא. אבל בשלו ילשמו, you don't say נמצא אחד מהם קורא ופוסו אי דסקולם בטבע. Now, רב כי בהגר says words שאין הפסול בגוף אוי. What is the love? What is the hazard? So Reb Elchanan and Reb Shmuel, this was the first Hesber. They wanted to learn Pshat in Reb Kiva Eger. I'll be the famous Chakire. What is the Pshat? Nimtza Echad Mehem Korev Epostul, Eidus Kulam B'Teilo. You have 10 Eidim, and one of them is a Korev. We say Eidus Kulam B'Teilo. What is the Pshat Eidus Kulam B'Teilo? One Hesber, you could say, Psul Mispashet. While it's one Kas, and you have a Psul, the Psul spreads over in the whole Kas. Kiloshen Rab Kiva Eger she'a psul mispashet. Other name, not the pshat that the psul is mispashet. No, the pshat is, it's one kas. If one of them is bottle, nispardo achavilo. Nispardo achavilo. Shmuel would almost say the loshen, it's like taking a needle and popping a balloon. It's one eidus, you make a hole, the ganze zach is bottle mavutl. The other tzad is not that. Nispashto, nispashet a psul. Meile sagt Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Kiva Eger learns not mitzad mispar da chavilo, ela mitzad mispashet apsul. Not the pshat mispar da chavilo, mispashet apsul. What's the pshat? Zakta raza. If mispar da chavilo, if you have 10 aid in that sign, one sign shaloi lishmo, mispar da chavilo, the God says achas bottom levutl. But if it's psul mispashet, shaloi lishmo, it's not a psul in the eidus. It's missing. He doesn't have lishmo. What could be mispashet? Korov is a psul. So everyone gets that psul. Shaloi lishmo is not a psul. He didn't do it lishmo. The other one did lishmo. The male has no psul mispashet. As I learned Rebel Chono.
Why do you have to be mispashet?
Okay, no, no. If mispar da chavilo, one of them is bottle, the whole edus is bottle. They're 10 together. You take out one, the whole thing falls apart. You took out one, the whole thing is bottom of the If mispashet apsul, so Melo is saying shaloi lishmo is not a psul that is mispashet. It's a header. The Melo Val is not a psul that is mispashet. The Melo we don't say, Eilu shibad la mitos amad lekula. Dosi the Rab Kivei Eger. The kasha and this is, that if this is the Avone, if this is the Avone, frek the Divrei Cheskel, as a Gemara Mefureshes, not the Gemara Zot in Sanhedrin Daftes, what if you have five Eidim, Nimtzo Echod Mehem Treifo. One of them is a Treifo. Eidu Shebot Lo Mikzoso, Bot Lo Kulo. If you have five Eidim, Nimtzo Echod Mehem Treifo, Eidu Shebot Lo Mikzoso, Bot Lo Kulo. What is the Psul in a Treifo? Treifo can't live, so why he can't be Eid? Because it's Eidu Shebot Lo Mikzoso. Because if you want to kill him, you can't kill him. He wanted to kill a full person. And you're killing a lav bar kayome. So if you allude to him, he's made of someone who's over aveir that is chayev misa. If you mazim him, you can't do kasher zoma. To do less, being kasher zoma veleke, you can't do mikzas kasher zoma. So then it's eidu shet yochol azimo. So while he's eidu shet yochol azimo, we don't say, we say nimtza echad mehem kore beposul, eidu skulam beteila. Frek de divrei Yecheskel. Rechura, Eidu Shati Yochol Azimo is not a psul. Korev is psul. Rosho is a psul. Treifa is not a psul. He's missing. He doesn't have a ganze body, so you can't do kasher zoma of him. So he's missing. It's a fella. It's no psul. Mele, if it's missing, it's no psul. It's missing, it is no psul. Frank Diviach Eskel, if the Avon and Rab Kivei Eger is what? That the Yisrael Nimtzachem Kor Bepasul is Psul Mispashet Lechurem Nimtza Treifa, you can't say Psul Mispashet, just is missing. It's a Raya, Nispar Da Chavilo. So if Nispar Da Chavilo, Rabbi Kivei Eger's Kasha comes back. Zog the Divrei Yecheskel, Rabbi Kivei Eger never meant the Chkire if it's Psul Mispashet or Nispar Da Chavilo, like we saying it. If it's a Psul, it could spread, and if it's not a Psul, it can't spread. Rabbi Kivei Eger means the Zelbe Chakire, but a little bit different. Not psul mispashet or nispar da chavila. Just an abyssal under a nusach. If it's a psul in the eidus, if it's a psul in the eidus, so then you say nispar da chavila. One of the eidim is bottom. One of the eidim, you pull them out. When you pull out one of the eidim, the whole thing falls apart. But when it's not a psul in the eidus, when it's not a psul in the eidus, when the psul is shaloi lishmo, the eidus is a kosher eidus. Mitzad hilchois eidus, it's a kosher eidus. It's a psul beilchois gitin. Beilchois eidus shebeshtar, it's a kosher eshtar. Beilchois gitin, it's not good to megarish. Lo yitzu, you need it for a shtar raya to be kosher. Lo yitzu, you have eidim esir rechutz from that. And you need it as a proof that she got divorced. It's a raya. The eidim signed good. There's no chisol in the eidim. So that is no chisom in the eidim. Mele, you don't say that it's bottom. When it's a psul, then you say that it's bottom. When it's no psul, you don't say that it's bottom. Well, I mean, so nochabo. But the avona rishon is when it's a psul in the eidus, you say psul nispasha. When it's no psul in the eidus, you don't say psul nispasha. Mele lishmo, it's not a psul. So a header. We ask the kasha. Eidus et yochel azimo is also a header. The Teretz is no vod mispashet bichlal. The vod of Rabbi Kivei Eger is when you pull out one, the whole thing falls apart. When you pull him out, it's behilchos eidus, he's out. למשל, אידו שאתה יוכל להזימו. He's not a kosher aid. Eidu sheta yochel azimo. You can't accept his eidus. So you pulled him out. You pulled him out, the whole thing fell apart. Shelo lishmo, you didn't pull him out. So you have two nuschots. One nusach is that, if you pull out, doesn't make a difference why. You pull out, the whole thing is batel. And b'meile, the teretz is, it's psul mispashet, it's not a yisoid of pulling out bichlal. Oh, but then the kasha was psul mispashet, you can't say in eidu sheta yochel azimo, you can't say psul mispashet. If it's a psulan eidus, when it's not a psul bilchus eidus, you don't say eidus shabbat lo miktsos shabbat lo kula. Even that this hesber divrei cheskel is a shene hesber, but nachzach Rabbi Akiva Eiger attacker went like the first hesber. As another Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Shuve, you can see it inside. Rabbi Akiva Eiger speaks it out very clear, and Shuve kuf chof dalet. Kiveger in Tshuva Kuf Chof Dalet, he brings down that the Shoyal asked him as a shayla. The halacha is when a lady, we don't know if her husband died or not, kol ha-psulim ksheirim, every posul could come and say meis bailo. Rosho, koroiv, everyone could come say meis bailo. Kol ha-psulim ksheirim to say meis bailo. Kol ha-psulim ksheirim to say meis bailo. Das ist der Halacha. Chutz min ha-gazle. The only one that is not kosher to say meis bailo is a ganev. Because a ganev, we think the lady could give him, a guy that likes money, we think the lady will give him money to come to say, Sigonish, or someone else gave him money. A guy that lies for money, his eidus is worth nothing. But chutz from that, it's beseder. Frag de shoyel to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, what would be if 10 people came to say Meis Bailo, and one of them was a Ganev. You say Eidu Shabbat Lo Miktosa Bat Lo Kula or not? 10 people came to say Eidu Shabbat Meis Bailo, one of them is a Ganev. One of them is a Ganev. Zog de Shoyel Ter Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I think that you don't say Nimtza Echad Mehem Kor of Apostle Eidus Kulam Betel. You don't say it. It's the middle of a whole very shverah tshuva. Zog dem Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I saw your tshuva, and I found that B'teich HaDvorim, you written to me that if 10 people came, even if one of them is a Ganev, you don't say Eidu Shabbat Lo. And I, you know, Zog Rav Kiveiger, for years I was thinking about it. And V'hoyo HaDovor Etzli Kimat Poshut that you write. Why? He says, I learned Alemol, the Pshat and Nimtzeh Achim Mehem Kor of Apostle, the Psul Mispashet. He says, and Eidus Isha Kol HaPsulim Kshei. Know what? A Ganev, you can't trust. Because chashash meshaker, he's chashash meshaker. The other ones are not chashash meshaker. You're right. He's psul eidus, but by me it doesn't make a difference that it's a psul eidus. I have a yisoid psul mispashet. If you could give everyone that psul, so be eidus noshim shekol psulim ksheirim le eidus noshim. So everyone is neman. So you can't say psul mispashet. There's no psul to spread around. What you could say is on top kivei eiger. Chashash meshaker. Chashash meshaker again. And every eidus, chashash meshaker could be a psul aguf. But an eidus isha shekol psulim ksheirim is no psul aguf in eidus isha. It's a zaitik chashash meshaker. You can't make psul mispash. Mele zok Rabbi Akiva Eiger v'somachti shiroisi she'etzlecho adobo poshut afilu bli rayos. I'm happy, but by you it's poshut. Ich bin shem yoram kler. I mean, yoram kler is the sugi and gittim be'etzem. This was Rabbi Akiva Eiger's suffix. And from our sugi and gittim, Rabbi Akiva Eiger wanted me to ask you saw it, that you don't say Eidu Shabbat lo miktosu only in a psul mispashet. I must be the gemara from Nimtza Echad Mehem Kor of Apostle, but I'm saying, Nimtza Echad Mehem Treifa, me daf me yashav zay. Ech shelo iye, the hesber is the zelbe hesber, but the yesoid is one yesoid, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger, let me get zurich, to what we get to our sugi. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a kasha in our sugi. What is the gemara? Why the gemara says that you don't need to say before nine nechtam, lefi Rav Meir, only before nine nechtam. Frek Rav Akiva Eiger. Oh, but the ksive is also eidus. Ksav soifer ve'eid shoninu. The ksav of the soifer is eidus. And you can't say that he's not mechav in l'shem eidus, because how you could trust it? So alam all the soifer is mechav in l'shem eidus. So if it's not lishmo, if the soifer didn't write lishmo, then mele, you don't have a ksive lishmo. If you don't have a chesim lishma, b'meile, it's nimtza echad meim kol, we have three edim, two signed and one in the ksav. If it's not nimtza kol, edus kulam b'teila, is a raya psul mispashet, is a raya, is a din in the edus. You don't say edus shabod lo miktos abot v'kulo, and edus lishma, b'meile you don't have to say and the ksiv. This is the yesod of Rab Kivei. What? You're asking a good kasha. I mean, same terms of Kveger. You don't say Nimtza Mekov of Pasul and Adan also. But I mean, look, we'll get to that. Abrazei, so ba'etzim Rab Kveger gizok ta terz. Ashen a terz from Rab Kveger. The problem is, that even the Rab Kveger was moitzi like that, in Shulchan Aruch and in Tshuvas HaRosh, as mefurash lechura deloike Rab Kveger. And Shuvas HaRosh and the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Mem Beis Seif Yud Zayin Paskin the Shulchan Aruch. What a bila aloche. We Paskin, you have to say before nine nechtav or before nine nechtav. Is 10 eidim signed on the shtab? You know, a person comes with a gift. 10 eidim, you know, Chazal say it a lot of times. A person wants to show what he's doing. The Yeshua, the Gemara, and the Feud. So you sign a lot of people to show that it's a Choshev Ezach. But everyone is masking, all these Rabbanim were masking to the get, and everyone is masking to this divorce. He has a list. The Shliach comes into Beis Din, and he says, "Before I nechtav and nechtav." They ask him, "Yeah?" He says, "Yeah, the first two." Then they went to all the Gdolim to sign in the Shtar, but in the Shliach, I saw too. Klav Shulchan Aruch, it's kosher or not? You have to say, "Before I nechtav and nechtav." A nechtav, we have a whole suge, chetzi arishon, chetzi achron. Klav Shulchan Aruch, before I nechtav. What's two signatures? That's five signatures. I saw too. Zog the Shulchan Aruch. It's okay. Okay, Shulchan Aruch is going to be Rabbi. Zog the Goen. But afilu le Rabbi, it brings the Tshuva Sarosh, that we say, if two sign Lishmo, Mistom and the rest also sign Lishmo. That's Zog the Tshuva Sarosh. The Amrinen, im shtayim chosmu Lishmo, kulam chosmu Lishmo. Like the Gemara says in the Fake, if you hear him starting to, before I nechtav, the Gemara says, if you see that he starts to write Lishmo, you don't have to see every word. Because Mistama, Sefer says, Areni Kosev Lishmo. So if the first Eidim sign Lishmo, Mistama, everyone sign Lishmo. You don't have to have every signature is a Rai that is Lishmo. If some sign Lishmo, everything is Lishmo. If you know it's not, it's not good. If I know that it's not good, that if I saw two signing, I could assume, if he knew to tell people to sign two Lishmo, Mistama, they signed the rest Lishmo. Even if the other ones didn't sign Lishmo, it's kosher. Because two signatures Lishmo is kosher. State in Tshuvas HaRosh that if you have five Eidim and three didn't sign Lishmo, it's possible. Just why you don't have to say before I nechtam and all the five? Because Mistame they sign Lishmo. The Eid, Chazal were attacking on two, and Mistame, Keilu he saw the rest. Shver in Tshuvas HaRosh, not Negea to us. As I said in Tshuvas HaRosh, we make a Mistame. Lefiram Kiveiger, it's not true. After two people sign Lishmo, even if the rest Lehenya don't sign Lishmo, Rab Kiveiger passing that it's kosher. Because you don't say Eidu Shabbat lo Mikzot Sabbat Lekula Lishmo. You don't say Eidu Shabbat lo Mikzot Sabbat Lekula Lishmo. Doesn't he say to Rab Kiveiger? So it's Mevuer and Tshuvas HaRosh, it's Kimad HaShulchan Aruch, the Goyen brings it in Kupman Beis, if Yud Zayin, look in the Goyen Dalton, brings the Tshuvas HaRosh, that is Mefurash in Tshuvas HaRosh, that Bechai Gavna, it's possible. So if Bechai Gavna, it's possible. So we come back, we have Rab Kiveiger's kasha. We have Rab Kiveiger's kasha. Then, belong this, we are masking with Rab Kiveiger. Of the Roskim and Ton, we have a Tshuvas HaRosh, that if one person signs Shaloi Lishmo, the Gantz Zach is Botel Mevutl. If one person signs Shaloi Lishmo, it's Gantz Mevutl. So Mele, Frek Rab Kiveiger, Ragut HaKasha. Frek Rab Kiveiger, Ragut HaKasha. So every time you have to have, before I nech, I have to know that the Sefer signed Lishmo. Because if the Sefer didn't write Lishmo, he's a kosher aid, then he's a aid of Shikulam Betelo. It's a real of Kiveger's kasha. A minute. Of them is two terutzim of Kiveger's kasha. One teretz, I mean it's a pellet that no one is yelling this teretz, actually this is what Yosef means to ask. It's a pella. Only one that could ask such a kasha is Rab Kiveiger. Chutz from Rab Kiveiger, no one has a right to ask such a kasha. And I'll be masking why. From Kiveiger l'shitosa. Achvashteish. What is Yitzad that the Sefer writes Shaloi Lishmo? Kol HaSefrim, they know the halachas. And if every sofer knows the halachas, if every sofer knows the halacha, that you could use his chasima lishma, so when he writes a get, he will have to write it lishma. If Rav Kiva Eiger is right, that if the sofer writes shaloi lishma, it's possible, so every sofer knows the halachas. Every sofer knows the halachas. If every sofer knows the halachas, he will write lishma. So Rashi said in Amud Aleph, Bichoshesh, that he written it for someone else. If he written it for someone else and you found it, he's bichlal not an aid and you gerushin. So he's bichlal not mitzarif. He was not mechaven to be made, so he's not mitzarif. If it's kosvili islamid, it's not an aid. What is the echatimtze? You found it, he was not mechaven to made. Ksavili islamid, he was not mechaven. Stam a sefer amoretz, all of the seferim know the halachas. All of the seferim know the halachas. Bimarashach. If it's Mitzoy Ba'ashpa, he didn't write it for you. Rav Kiva Eiger himself says, if he's not Mechavan Le'edus, he doesn't pass it. If Ksavili Islamet, he's not Mechavan. Shmoy Kishmoy, he's not Mechavan. He written it for you, he's Mechavan Lishmo. When he has a tzad, like Rav says, every sefer has a tzad, maybe you will use it. And the tzad that he has a tzad, he knows the halachas. Why Rav Kiva Eiger has the kasha? It's the same Rav Kiva Eiger and Beis Amud Beis that learned, that the small tasteless learns that not all the seferim know the halachas, and is a mute seferim amiratzim. And he made a machlekes two tasteless with Rashi. Rav Kiva Eiger had a whole, we never had such a gemara. We have a gemara, stam, safra, the dine, and nigmar, gmire. The seferim don't mess us. We never be made on the seferim. The seferim know the halachas. Rabbi never had a problem with the seferim. The problem was if someone will find the shtar zokt Rashi, the someone will be someone in the Islam. Rav Kiva Eiger was the only one that said pshat. Nay, that the chash is that is some seferim that don't know the halachas, and this is the small taste of some safre. The avik moy miyuta the miyuta, that taste is disagrees with taste of gimel, disagrees with the taste of beis amud aleph, and he learns that it's a tzad that the seferim don't know the halachas. Ah, if it's a mute seferim that don't know the halachas, frek Rav Kiva Eiger by us a shtar ke kash. Frag Rav Kiva Eiger by us, a starke kasha. Aber luli Rav Kiva Eiger, the kasha bichlal hefzach nishtam. You can't find a chetimtze. If the sefer is, what Rav Kiva Eiger himself explains, when you see good Rav Kiva Eiger inside, the only way the sefer passes is because he's mechaven to mitztaref leidus. So Rav Kiva Eiger says, mechateise is mechaven, then the sefer is mechaven. And the sefer is mechaven, but he writes lishmo. He knows the halachas. All the sefer know the halachas. Rav Kiva Eiger learned that some sefer that don't know the halachas. This is the way he learned the sugya of Beis. He made a machlekes tesisim. So by us, he came with a kasha. But if we learn like us, it's only ksover l'islam, and a mitzoy ba'ashpo, chai gavna the sefer is for sure not mechav and Hashem Eidus, made a chai gavna avadas and ishtokim problem. This is one term. So, but this term is we mask him, the hainu, we mask him with a tesis, let me mask him. Rav Kiva Eiger said a festal on this, that you don't say nimtza yachem em kor v'posel an lishmo. We bring Rayas as Beirim, as they learned Rav Kiva Eiger. We said in Tshuva Saro Shtei Deloike Rav Kiva Eiger. So we were choizer from Rav Kiva Eiger's Chiddush. So we were stuck with the Kasha. So what's with the Gemara? So we said, Be'etzem, on Rav Kiva Eiger, the Kasha never started. This is one Mahalach. The second Mahalach, we're going back Chas V'Sholem. Rav Kiva Eiger's Chiddush La'aloch Esteis, Mikenish Dingtzach Rav Kiva Eiger's Chiddush. And Avada, five people signed Shaloi Lishmo. And one, you can't say Nimtza Echem Mehem Kor V'Posel Eskulam B'Teilo. It's a Yesod and Shas. In the case of Eidus Isha, if one of them is a Gazlan, Avada La'aloch, it will be matter the Isha to get married. The Lomdes from Rav Kiva Eiger is a Richtike Lomdes. That Nimtza Echem Mehem Kor V'Posel is Psul Mispashet. And when there's no Psul, it's not Mistabot. And they say Nimtza Echem Mehem Kor V'Kulam B'Teilo. We must meet the Lomdes from Rav Kiva Eiger. The Shaila is, if we're masking with the Lomdus of Rav Kiva Eiger, so why did Shuva Sarosh says Lehedi and Nishtazay? That if five people sign a get, and two of them sign Shaloi Lishmo, stayed in Tesis Sarosh, in Shuva Sarosh, that the get is bottle, the only Miskot Mistoma, he finished Lishmo, if Rav Kiva Eiger is right by Lomdus, what is the answer in Tesis Sarosh? And Bemele, we have a Kasha Vaita on the Gemara. But this is so we said, if Rav Kiva Eiger is wrong, we can answer different. Rav Kiva Eiger is right, so we have a problem with Teis HaRosh, we have a problem with the Gemara. What's in the Talmud? Chuzogin HaYesoid. The Yesoid is a Yesoid, it's a Sefer Shloim Yehuda, from Reb Lezer Plashinsky. Chazanish, who's Marich Michtovim with him, he says a Gival Dike Chidush, it's a Gittin Dike Chidush, but we'll see today two Nekudas in our Sugya that this chidush, even that it sounds very mechudosh dig, it's emes. The Blaise of Nashinsky in Sefer Shleim Yehuda, they have it in the Eitza. Azaktazay. Rameir holds v'kosav haynu v'chosav. V'kosav haynu v'chosav. Shleit v'kosav lo sefer krisis haynu means v'chosav. He doesn't have to write a sefer krisis. He has to write. How the Blaise Rav Meir takes the words of the Torah? V'kosav haynu v'chosav. Lo yale al adat. Zokta pshat azay. Rav Meir never said v'kosav is only chasimah. V'kosav lo sefer krisis means to write her get. We can't change pshuta shel mikro. You have to write her a get. Zot Rav Meir azay. But why I hold Eidei Chasim Mekarti? When you sign the get, this is the time that the get is becoming a get. So if you sign it Lishmo, while you sign it Lishmo, and this is the time, the whole get gets a din of Lishmo b'shas of the signing. Not that Rav Meir holds that as a din to sign Lishmo. While the signing is oise the get to be a get, so I do lishmo then, and then the get becomes a get. A minute. It's often a gemara. All of you learn about it is gemara. There's no way to read the gemara on them. Chof gimel amud aleph. The gemara says, Eis v'kshu koisev kilu koisev lishmo. My lab kshu koisev l'terev kilu koisev. Loi. Kshu choisev lishmo, keilu koisev lishmo. What is the pshat in this gemara? כשהוא חויס מי לשמו, חופגים אל עמוד א', like 10 lines before the Mishnah. כשהוא חויס מי לשמו, כאילו קויס מי לשמו. Not כאילו קויס מי לשמו. כשהוא חויס מי לשמו, הוא חויס מי לשמו. כשהוא חויס מי לשמו, הוא חויס מי לשמו. יש לה זה הלוך. זה הלוך הקויס מי לשמו. כשהוא חויס מי לשמו, כאילו קויס מי לשמו. This is the tzur of asiyas haget. B'shas chasim as haget, when he signs the get, then he makes the get to be a get. I mean, in the beginning it sounds a chiddush, soon you see that it's so poshut. V'meile kum tais azay. It's no denial. Till now we learn, lefi Rav Meir, v'kosav means v'chosav. Frek Rav Kiveger, abom edike kashe. So every ksiv as haget is also chasim as, so you need lishmo here, you need lishmo here, you need lishmo here. You need lishmo in the ksive. If you sign lishmo, it's enough. B'meile. If two people sign in the end lishmo, about the whole get becomes kosher. Even if the sefer was mechabel l'shameidus, but we say, it's no nimtza echad mehem kol v'posul eidus kulam b'teilo. Two people sign in the end, about the shtar is kosher, Rav Kiveger is right, you don't say nimtza echad mehem kol v'eidus kulam b'teilo. The Tshuvas HaRosh said something else. If three people sign the shtar, five people sign, so when they're signing the shtar, every one of them is giving edus to the shtar, everyone is giving it a shame shtar, but every one of them is giving a shame shtar, if they sign shaloi lishmo, then there's a psul in the shtar. But now there's a din in the chasim to sign lishmo. Avada, the aloha is when you sign lishmo, you make the ksiva lishmo. So even if the ksiva is also eidus, so it's a possible eidus. If I have two eidim in the end, lishma, it's enough. These two eidim sign lishma. The first one, eidim, he didn't sign lishma. So what? So he's not eid. Only when you sign in the end, shaloi lishma, then it becomes possible. But because when you don't sign shaloi lishma, it doesn't become possible. So look, so if in the second matter of learning, Rav Kiveh Heger is right, you can have three eidim, one of them shaloi lishma, it's not possible. Not everyone has to be lishma. And he will not be a kosher eid. Who will be bashes will not be a kosher eid. Okay, it's an yeah, I feel I'm a zone of a nizayin eid. But I have chsima lishmo. Now, I'm kibayi, fashtein in his kashe, that every chsima needs a din lishmo. We say, no. The shtar, duch the chsima becomes lishmo. So if two people sign in the end, duch the chsima, the shtar became lishmo. And could be that chsima even doesn't need a lishmo. But the other day, but if five people sign the shtar, so they're doing the shtar to be a shtar, and if they're missing a lishmo, b'meila the shtar is possible. I want to see what. Let me listen to some minute. So we have about two mehalchim, and Rav Kiveger's kasha. I have three mehalchim. Rav Kiveger's mehalch stam that ain't a chanami. You don't need a ksiva lishmo, and you don't say nimtzayachem emkor with the school and b'teila. The kasha is in Tshuvas HaRosh L'chur, we say Nishtazei. So the second teretz was that Be'etzem is no chshash on the sofer because the ganz chshash is ksovel Yislame and B'chayi Gavni is not an aid anyway. Although we could say, nah, that that avada is no din nitzach mekor v'pasul, aber es bichlal not a din b'shas chasimetz, a din asiyas aget has to be lishmo, und zivertzach duch de chasimetz, und once zivertzach, it becomes duch de chasimetz, v'meil, if you have five people signing shaloi lishmo, it's a problem. But if two people sign lishmo, even if the sefer has a shem aid, he doesn't pass on the shtar. I want to mamshich a minut, a rishonim's kasha, and we'll go back to that. The Gemara zokta ze. The Gemara asks, "Man aytale de boi ksiva lishmo, boi chasim lishmo. Irav meir chasim boi ksiva leboi. That nine and kois b'mechub lekarka, kos b'mechub lekarka, tosh mechos and azul lekosho. Irav lezer ksiva boi chasim leboi. So let me get good to the Gemara's kasha. What is the Gemara's kasha? Irav meir, you only need chasim, you don't need ksiva. Irav lozor, you only need ksiva, you don't need chasim." Why if Irav Lezer you only need ksiva, you don't need chasime? Zog Rashi. The Irav Lezer, the Oma Midoi Raisa, get she'in all of Eidim chasumim kosher, alme because of ksiva ude mashma, so ksiva boi, chasime loy boi. Frag the Ramban and the Ritmo and the Rashbo, frag in all Rishonim Akash. We're magdim that Rav Lezer holds Eidim Esire Karte, Rav Meir holds Eidim Chasime Karte. Shita Sarif, that lefi Rav Lezer, Avada Eide Mesire Karte. But you could work without Eide Mesire, you could work with Eide Chasime. There's two ways to work. You could work with Eide Chasime, and you could work with Eide Mesire. Lefi Rav Meir, you only could do Eide Chasime. Lefi Rav Lezer, you could do Sai Eide Mesire, and Sai Eide Chasime. Frek the Rishonim. So what is the Gemara's Kasha Bichlal? I Rav Lezer, Ksive Boi Chasime Loi Boi. Oh, but Rav Lezer holds that if you could use Eide Chasime. Here in our shah, that you say before Nai Nechtam or before Nai Nechtam, is you megarish with Eide Chasime. If you megarish with Eide Chasime, so you need lishmo on the Chasime. And they break the Ramban. Irav Lezer ksive boy. The afal gav frek the Ramban. The ikel Rav Lezer af eide chasime karti. So what is the Gemara's kasha? You write that Rav Lezer holds eide mesire. Rashi says that the kosav goes on the ksive. Or Rav Lezer holds that you could use also eide chasime. So when you have eide chasime, you will have to have lishmo. So it's three terutzim in the Rishon. The first terut zok the Ramban. Miu loy boy lishmo. Even if you have Eide Chasime, not Eide Mesira, you don't need Lishmo. Why? Because Lefi Rav Lezer, the Kosav goes on the Ksive. Because sometimes you don't have Eide Chasime. Lefi Rav Lezer, sometimes you only have Eide Mesira. So, what would be then Lishmo? Lefi Rav Lezer, when you have Eide Mesira, the Lishmo for sure will go on the Kosav. So we don't switch the Kosav from one to the other. So the Meiles of the Ramban, even in the case that you're using Eide Chasime, Lefi Rav Lezer, the Kosav stays on the Ksive. Miu leiboi lishmo. Do the kosav achmane ve kosav lo lishmo akshimas get. De achshimas eidim leke le meima. Kevin shimrotzu einim choyspim. So it's not going in the chasime. It's going in the ksive. Shein a teretz. The ritmo brings noch a teretz. You're right that if you have eidim chasime you will need lishmo. But in our case you have eidim esire. Why? Because the Gemara says bifnei kama noisne lo, bifnei shtayim o bifnei shloisho. So every time when you have to say it for nine nechtam, you have to say it in front of two. So if you say it in front of two, so you have Eide Mesire. So you never have a case that you need to have Eide Chasime to say before Nai Nechtam. And Eretz Yisrael, Eide Chanami, when there's no before Nai Nechtam. Oh, but then you don't say before Nai Nechtam. But in every case that you're saying before Nai Nechtam, you also have Eide Mesire. So you don't need Lishmo anywhere on the Ksive. On the Chasime. But I want to come to the third teretz of the Ritva. Zog the Ritva, V'Rabbeinu Kosav B'Shem Rial הלוי בן אוכיב של רבינו. רבינו קוסה בשמרי הלוי בן אוכיב של רבינו. אי רב לזר כסיבה בוי, כלא אמר כשמגרש בעידי מסירה. אבל כשמגרש בעידי חסימה, לפי רב לזר, או נכסימה לשמוע, נכסיבה דוזן איתה בי לשמוע. Even לפי רב לזר, if you're using עידי חסימה, so only the חסימה needs to be לשמוע, and not the כסיבה. וכשמגרש בידי חסימה פשיט אלי דה חסימה בעינן כסיבה לוי בוי כדה רב מאיר. חידושים נוירוי. אמרת מה זה וואי את חידושים. רב מאיר הולץ וכוסה, מיינט וכוסה. מיינט וכוסה. Shver Azach made Bechosa. Rab Lezer holds, no, it can mean Bechosa. You don't have to have the Eidim. See, made Bechosa. Now, if you're Rab Lezer, you could use Eidim as Chusime. So the Shai is going to use Eidim as Chusime. Everything has to be Lishmo. So the Ritma says, yeah, Eidim Chanam. The Ramban says, no, it stays on Bechosa. So the Ritma, no. If you're using Eidim Chasime, if you're Rab Lezer, so the Rab Lezer also, the Ksiva doesn't need to be Lishmo. Think the world, what the Bechosa changes, what Hashem meant Bechosa. If you don't have Eidich Sime, he means the Bekosav and the Get. If you have Eidich Sime, he means the Chsime. Hayala ala das. Bishtem lefi Rab Meir, when the Oilem Rindig Mori Kipshutoi, Bekosav, the main Bekosav is Bechosav. Lefi Rab Lezer, you can't say the main Bekosav, main Bechosav, because you don't mean Bechlal to use Eidich Sime. So you can't mean that Bekosav, the Teire means Bechosav, so Bekosav means Bechosav. If you have also Chsime, maybe it also needs it. Look the Ramban, no. If it already meant Bekosav, it stays in Bekosav. Zog the Ritma b'shem Rabbeinu. No. Lefi Rab Lezer, if you have a dechassime, you don't need a ksiva lishmo. It sounds a medrash priya. Stop. Why? Lefi Rab Meir, I could hear. Bekosav made Bekosav. But Lefi Rab Lezer, Bekosav made Bekosav. Because of a dechassime, it will change. But if we're saying the same as said of the Shlem Yehuda, it's not so shver. Rab Meir never meant that Bekosav main Bechosav. The Gemara meant that when you have something that is making the shtar to a shtar, Val the Chsime is the one that is making the shtar to become a shtar, B'meile B'shas the Chsime, Sihez the Bekosav of the Get. So if you have a Chsime, they are the ones that are shuffling the Get to be a Get. If you don't have Eidich Hasime, so the Ksime is a get, is the Ksime is a get. Lefi Rab Meir, that Eidich Hasime karti, b'shas the Hasime, k'shehu choyismo ilishmo, k'ilu koyismo ilishmo. So the Mele, if that hasn't that we said before, the Divrei HaRitma is Asach Gishmaka. I'm saying, medafnisht. Legabi unzori Gemara, we have a kasha, what is the Gemara's kasha, why the Gemara didn't answer, Alibi the Rab Lezer, when you have Eidich Hasime, you need lishmo, we have three terutzim. Other vital the ksive, other anyways Eidim Mesire, other fakir lefi Rab Lezer, when you have chasime, b'meli you don't need ksive. I'm just saying, the avonas advorim and the Rabbeinu from the Ritvo, on this avonas, in ishtok in avona in them. In ishtok in esbor in them. We'll stop. That's another start of this. Well, it sure had to be another 20 minutes on the basis.